Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Episode 71 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I will be talking about tips for dental visits for children on the spectrum. I would like to remind you to go back and listen to the other 70 episodes in this podcast, which focus on different topics, which I'm sure you will find it very helpful. If you find my podcast helpful, leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcast, Good Pods, or Spotify. This will help my podcast reach more autism parents. Going to a dentist can be a scary experience for many children, especially for children on the spectrum. Many children on the spectrum have sensory challenges, which can make dental visits a very stressful experience. In today's podcast, I'm going to give you some strategies to prepare your child on the spectrum to have successful dental visits. The first strategy is to use social stories. Social stories are a valuable tool which can be used to prepare your child for their dental visit in advance by explaining to them what to expect during the visit. This should be done a few weeks before their actual visit. You can find many social stories online. Also, make sure that you read the social stories every day till their actual visit. Secondly, try to look for a pediatric dentist who specializes in dentistry for children on the autism spectrum and children with other special needs. Once you find the right dentist, brief the dentist about your child's diagnosis. Many dentist offices will ask you to fill in a questionnaire to understand your child's medical history and also their sensory needs and triggers. The next step is your dentist will call you and your child to take a tour of the clinic and just to get your child used to going to the dentist's visit. This means they might call your child to the office to meet the staff, get them to sit in the dentist chair, touch the various dental instruments, give them a gift so they can get used to the dental visit. This can be maybe one visit or two visits depending on your child, because going to a dentist's office can be a very overwhelming experience. Once that is done, it will be better for you to book an appointment for your child when it's less busy. You can either book the appointment, the first one for the day or the last one of the day when there is not much rush and not much waiting. Depending on your child's condition, teeth condition or needs, the dentist might be able to break the visit into two visits of 30 minutes each. On the day of the actual visit, carry your child's favorite fidgets and toys. They like to make them feel safe and to keep their hands busy. Use their noise-canceling headphones to block the noises. Many parents also take weighted items like weighted vest or weighted blankets to help their child. Tell your child what to expect at every stage during the visit. This will help to reduce their fear and their anxiety. So I hope that these strategies I've shared today will help you to prepare your child to have regular dental visits and to make it into a successful experience. Thank you again for tuning into the Autism Family Story Podcast. I will talk to you next week with a new episode. I will continue to share lots of strategies which I used with my son over the years in our journey on the autism spectrum.
I also have a blog called autismfamilystory.com, which I started in 2019 to help other parents who are just starting out this journey or who may be already on this journey. I also do have an Instagram and a Facebook page with the same name, Autism Family Story, where I share lots of information, videos to help other parents starting out in this complex journey in the field of autism. Please do listen to my podcast and subscribe and share with your friends and family so they can benefit from it. Thank you for listening to my podcast today.